Steve Cole, the VP of Research and Development at Hope Lab, a nonprofit that fights to improve kids' health using technology, said, "Any time in life you're tempted to think, should I do this or that? Instead, ask yourself, is there a way I can do this and that?" It's surprisingly frequent that it's feasible to do both things. For one major project, Cole and his team at Hope Lab wanted to find a design partner, a firm that could help them design a portable device capable of measuring the amount of exercise that kids were getting. There were at least 7 or 8 design firms in the Bay Area that were capable of doing the work. In a typical contracting situation, Hope Lab would have solicited a proposal from each firm and then given the winner a giant contract. But instead of choosing a winner, Cole ran a horse race. He shrank down the scope of the work so that it covered only the first step of the project, and then he hired 5 different firms to work on the first step independently. To be clear, he wasn't quintupling his budget. As a nonprofit, Hope Lab didn't have unlimited resources. Cole knew that what he'd learned from the first round would make the later rounds more efficient. With his horse race, Cole ensured that he'd have multiple design alternatives for the device. He could either pick his favorite or combine the best features of several. Then, in round 2 of the design, he could weed out any vendors who were unresponsive or ineffective. Cole is fighting the first villain of decision-making, narrow framing, which is the tendency to define our choices too narrowly, to see them in binary terms. We ask, should I break up with my partner or not? Instead of, what are the ways I could make this relationship better? We ask ourselves, should I buy a new car or not? Instead of, what's the best way I could spend some money to make my family better off? In the introduction, when we asked the question, should Shannon fire Clive or not, we were stuck in a narrow frame. We spotlighted one alternative at the expense of all the others. Cole, with his horse race, is breaking out of that trap. It wasn't an obvious move. He had to fight for the concept internally. At first, my colleagues thought I was insane. At the beginning, it costs some money and takes some time. But now, everybody here does it. You get to meet lots of people. You get to know lots of different kinds of things about the industry. You get convergence on some issues. So you know they are right, and you also learn to appreciate what makes the firms different and special. None of this can you do if you're just talking to one person. And when all of those 5 firms know that there are 4 other shops involved, they bring their best game. Notice the contrast with the pros and cons approach. Cole could have tallied up the advantages and disadvantages of working with each vendor and then used that analysis to make a decision. But that would have reflected narrow framing. Implicitly, he would have been assuming that there was one vendor that was uniquely capable of crafting the perfect solution, and that he could identify that vendor on the basis of a proposal.